a band out of Brighton, England called Lime Garden. That catchy tune there called 23 off of their Maybe Not Tonight record. Before that, Chinese American Bear doing the song Chant. And Lee Scratch Perry and the Mouse on Mars to the rescue. And that set began with Screamin' Jay Hawkins, I Put a Spell on You. This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker, celebrating 50 years of people-powered radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org. Good morning. My name is DJ Dang, and this is the Headwaters Show. And we're trying to bring you some of the best music from all over the planet and mixing the old and the new and everything in between. Speaking of 89.9, our Brainerd translator is currently operating at a reduced power. We're waiting for additional parts and a crew to complete the installation. Thank you so much for your patience. And if you're just out of range or it's coming in kind of warbly, you can always go to KAXE.org. Weather in the listening region today is mostly sunny, highs in the mid to upper 60s, breezy north winds, northwest winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. And tonight, mostly clear, temps in the mid 40s, northwest winds 5 to 10, gusting up to 20. Friday will be a chance of showers and thunderstorms, high 66 to 70, evening temps in the mid to upper 40s. And Saturday will be sunny and gorgeous, highs in the upper 60s to low 70s. Our KAXE question of the week is, what is your favorite flavor or ice cream treat? You can text us your answer at 218-326-1234. For me, it's any variety of chocolate this and chocolate that with yummy things stuffed into that chocolateness in a waffle cone. I think I can go with that all day long. And ideally, there's a ice cream shop down in Minneapolis called Sebastian Joe's, and they make a raspberry chocolate chip ice cream. That one right there is probably my favorite. KAXE, KBXE, Bridget's Pub, and Keg and Cork host the Beltrami Block Party in downtown Bemidji Saturday, June 27th, starting at 1 p.m. Free live music with Eric Koskinen, David Huckfeldt with a full band, Little Fevers, and more, as well as food and beverages on Beltrami Avenue. Info at KAXE's Facebook page, made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. How cool is that? Free music all day long outside on the downtown block in Bemidji. Come on out. We'd love to see you. Check your email for KAXE's Board of Directors election. Voting is going on now through this Friday, tomorrow, June 19th. Don't see an email? You can check with Heather by emailing her at heather@kaxe.org or, as always, call 218-326-1234. This artist and song needs no introduction, so I'm just going to play it and you all know exactly what's going on.
Maybe I didn't love you quite as often as I could have. And maybe I didn't treat you quite as good as I should have. If I made you feel second best,
you did, you did.
Girl, I'm sorry I was blind. You were always on my. You were always on my mind. And maybe I didn't hold you all those lonely, lonely times. And I guess I never told you I'm so happy that you're mine. Things I should have said and done, I just never took the time. But you were all.
darling, why'd you go and listen? They ain't got nothing good to say. Now there's so much life you're missing. So-called friends led you astray. You know the devil keeps his company with all his bright and shiny things. It ain't a church just cause it feels good. It ain't an angel cause it's got wings. You've been saying and they're playing your worst desires. If I could pull you from the fire, maybe I could save you from those demons in your choir. As lonely as you've ever been, just like the company you keep. You gotta start letting them tear you down now, before they kill you in your sleep.
and the news is so bleak, and the richest in the history of man keep talking about space like it's the promised land. While records break and waters rise, and we're hunted by the hands of time, 'cause wildfire season's here again. Each year it's harder to pretend that we've been doing all we can. Each year we're harder to defend. Oh yeah. When I was a child, I learned the West was won, not stolen from the rightful ones. And we mined it dry and broke the land, portioned it off into postage stamps. It's never been more clear what got my life ahead of me. In a few years I'll be 29, and I am feeling terrified. And I'm not immune to positivity, but it's dangerously close to complacency. And
Joby Riccio off her Face the Feeling record, Wildfire Season. Before that, Valerie June, Joy Joy. New record from the Red Clay Strays called Grateful. We heard Demons in Your Choir. And we started off with a power ballad, Willie Nelson, Always on My Mind. Shout out to Dave Murphy. Thanks so much for listening. I'm DJ Dang. This is Headwaters, your source for the sunniest sounds from the sunniest towns right here on People Powered Radio, KAXE, KBXE. We receive support from Bratton Tree Care, located in Grand Rapids, Minnesota, providing quality service to the Minnesota Northland. With 5 years experience and an ISA arborist on staff, Bratton Tree Care is able to handle all of your tree service needs. Learn more at brattontreecare.com. And programming on KAXE KBXE is supported in part by the Bush Foundation, investing in great ideas and the people who power them. Introducing the 2026 Bush Fellows, leaders working to make the region better for everyone. More information is online at bushfoundation.org. Coming up in about 12 or 13 minutes, Andrew DeZingle is going to pop in, and we are going to talk about Rolling Stone magazine's top 10 punk rock albums of all year, or of all time. Sorry, I haven't seen the list, so I'm not sure what's on there. He's going to surprise me, and we will have our reactions. That'll be coming up at 10:30. At 11 o'clock is the World Cafe. And then at 1 o'clock today, Dave the Wave will be in the KBXE downtown Bemidji studios. And tonight from 7 to 10, your volunteer on the river host will be Annie Humphrey, bringing you great music all night long. Speaking of great music, we're going to get back to it now. This is a wonderful blues compilation put out on the Smithsonian Folkways. It's called Classic Blues, and it's obviously a variety of artists and from eras. So it goes way back and kind of not right up to the current, but maybe in the 70s, I think, is as far as it goes. We're going to hear from a fellow named Henry Townsend, and the song is called I Asked Her If She Loved Me, right here on People Powered Radio, KAXE, KBXE.
Me just the other night. As I asked her, she loved me just the other night. She said, yes, darling, I love you. Don't think that I can treat you right. Her. I said, baby, I don't know. She asked me that I love her. I said, baby, I don't know. She said, if that's the way you feel about it, somebody really will have to go. What I was saying, tears had begun to flow.
King's Road to a little white house on the right. As I stand in the middle of a river deep and wide, in God's country, never felt so right. Two hands on the wheel, my eyes on the road. How far, how long can we go? From a back
real. Listening to a previously recorded program on KAXE KBXE.
Yes, indeed. I hope you've had your coffee this morning because the outfit's going to get you up and running. We just heard Unseeable Root off the outfit's record, Preservers of the Pearl. And if you like that song, boy, oh boy, that record's chock full of pumping, you know, kind of in a pub rock style, but pop rock, rock and roll with some hooks and some nice vocals. The outfit. Love it. Ryan Bingham and the Texas Gentlemen have a brand new record. And we heard the title track, The Lucky Ones. And before that, off the classic blues from the Smithsonian Folkways compilation, we heard Henry Townsend with his song, I Asked Her If She Loved Me. And you know what? She said yes, but then, oh boy, what a crushing end to that yes. Like, she said, yeah, but I'm not going to treat you right. like red flags, Mr. Townsend, run away. So I hope he survived that relationship. I'm DJ Dang. This is Headwaters, your source for the coolest sounds from the coolest towns, right here on People Powered Radio, KAXE, KBXE. And we receive support from Bridget's Pub, located in downtown Bemidji, serving Irish and American food, offering Monday night trivia at 6:30 and open mic night on Thursday starting at 6:30. More on Facebook. After Dark is our late night Saturday show outside the normal KAXE mix. Tune in after Green Cheese at 9 p.m. to hear punk, hip-hop, electronic, metal theme shows, and more. This week's host is our newcomer of the year at KAXE KBXE, Jay Steelwolf, and he will be playing heavy metal, and that man will bring it. And speaking of sounds outside of the normal KAXE mix, I'm now joined by Andrew DeZingle, and he wants to talk about Rolling Stones. Was this just released?
Yeah, it was released about a month ago.
About a month ago, Rolling Stone put out a top 10 punk rock records of all time.
Well, they put a top 100.
Okay, we're just going to do top 10.
Yeah, we're just talking about the top 10.
For me, I'll just immediately say I'm extremely skeptical because I think in the actual time that punk was happening, like 1976, and for the, you know, 4 or 5 years after that, I don't think Rolling Stone really gave a sniff of what was going on in that scene. So
I feel like they did for like the Clash. I think that was the band
that's an easy one.
Kind of hooked themselves on.
The only band that mattered. Come on. All right, so we're going to hear the top 10 starting with number 10.
Yeah, but first I want to say like Rolling Stone, I know the reputation you're talking about, they have gotten better in like the last 10 years. So they've made like a more stronger effort to like look at albums besides Paul Simon's 15th album and give it five stars.
So they hired young people. Kudos to them.
So they are trying. I just want to say before we begin.
Bless their little hearts.
So number 10, I think we might have a controversial discussion on this one. They went with The Clash, London Calling at number 10.
Now, take that zero away. Take that zero away right now. Are you kidding me?
Here's my problem with that. Is that I don't know if London Calling is really a punk record. I feel like The Clash were already kind of beyond punk by the time London Calling happened.
I think for me, The Clash and London Calling, they were flexing every musical muscle they had that started with them doing dub and reggae and doing rockabilly tunes and stuff that, you know, covering Booker T and the MGs and stuff like that, that opened my eyes up to all different kinds of styles of music, genres of music. And on London Calling, they were just smashing every nail with the biggest hammer they had and so on point. And for that to be number 10 is redonkulous.
Well, okay, so
whether you think they're a punk band at that point or not, like they'll always be a punk band. Always will be. They came from that background. They had that energy. They had that message. It wasn't necessarily the sounds like White Riot, like those really intense, you know, jail guitar doors. It wasn't that sound did not prevail in their, you know, Sandinista, London Calling, those records. But their energy, message, and attitude always was punk.
Mm-hmm. So number 9, this one makes me so mad. It's Nirvana's Nevermind, it's not a punk record. It's literally the most famous grunge album of all time, where grunge has like punk influence, but it's not. Nevermind's not punk.
Agreed.
It's just rock.
Agreed. Yeah, that's, yeah, they're in the wrong.
That definitely seems like Rolling Stone just like kind of doing classic Rolling Stone move.
Yeah, they're looking for potato chips at the meat deli. Like, they're in the wrong place.
This is the one for the people who don't really care about punk rock or throwing it in the top 10.
So totally. Who let that person into the top 10 decision making?
Okay, number 8, The Stooges, but it's Funhouse.
Brilliant record. Brilliant record and definitely proto-punk.
See, I would give it to Raw Power. I think that's the more punk record. Search and Destroy?
Yep.
I think that's their most punk song.
Down on the Street, TVI, the greatest rock and roll scream in the history of rock and roll, TVI, is on Funhouse. I could see how they'd put it in there, but again, like they didn't define themselves as a punk band.
They were pre-punk.
They were like 8 years, more or less, maybe 10 years before punk became a sort of recognized genre. So,
which I'm fine them recognizing, like, okay, this is technically before punk became a thing, but
I'll never
punk
be
wouldn't
mad
exist
at,
without it.
Never be mad at the Stooges on any list.
Now, number 7 is the Sex Pistols. Never mind the Bullocks, here's the Sex Pistols, which kind of shows how far the Sex Pistols have fallen out of favor, I think, in the music historian viewpoint.
Okay, that was not the first punk rock record. The Ramones was the first punk rock record, but that record by the Sex Pistols was the first record that blew the genre open, that gained a notoriety and a name for the sound, the energy, the ferocity, the snarl. And it's what, number 7?
Number 7.
Come on.
Like, there's no argument for not being the top 5.
Top 3?
Top 3.
I changed your mind.
Now, here's where we get into kind of weird territory. Number 6 is Wire's Pink Flag, which is a great album.
It is.
But above Sex Pistols for best punk album?
I think, you know, maybe to, okay, if I'm thinking about this a little more, maybe to Rolling Stone's credit, we're thinking about most influential versus best record. Like, that record by Wire is foundational. Like, it's killer. It's kind of like the opening the door to art punk. I mean, I guess, you know, the Lower East Side scene in New York City was already doing that, Talking Heads and Blondie and bands like that. But yeah, that Wire record is, it was huge in Chicago. Like, all the punks in Chicago were super into that record.
All right, number 5, Sleater-Kinney, Dig Me Out, which I've tried so many times with Sleater-Kinney, and it just does not, they do not connect with me.
Okay, what was number 4?
Number 4, here's The Clash with The Clash.
Their first record.
Yep, which I would say is their most punk rock record. And basically, I think when anyone, if you talk to anyone about what do you think punk rock sounds like, it would probably be The Clash first. That record.
Yeah. I think, again, influential versus best record, I would put London Calling way ahead.
Well, London Calling's a way better album. Yeah.
Yeah. But again, similar to Nevermind the Bullocks by the Sex Pistols, I think the influence that first Clash record had was pretty massive.
Mm-hmm. And then number 3, The Minutemen, Double Nickels on the Dime, which I think is super cool they put it in the top 3. I love that album.
That made me smile. I smiled right away because what a unique band whose influences were more jazz than punk in so many ways. And Yeah, an incredible, incredible band, incredible musicians who just, all they did was make music and tour and make music and tour and make, they went so hard for their art. And then when that record was released, Double Nickels on the Dime, to put out a double record of songs that are like a minute and 30 seconds. So if there's 30 songs on that record, or I don't know, what would be on a normal double album would be maybe 20 songs. There's probably 35 songs on that Minutemen record. Because to their name, they tried to keep their songs around a minute long. And boy, that's a lot of creativity.
And you know what? I listen to Corona more often than not, to be honest.
Political song from Michael Jackson? Come on, that song's so good. You know, and I think that's another record that allowed... that allowed us that were coming into punk rock or around the punk rock scene to know and understand that it wasn't just one thing. It wasn't just one sound. You could be all over the place, and it was more about the spirit of the music you were playing and your attitude.
All right. Number two, X-Ray Specs, Germ-Free Adolescence.
Heck yeah. No argument for me. Brilliant record.
I haven't listened to it enough to have a strong opinion on it.
All killer, no filler. Every tune, so good. Polystyrene fronting that band, a saxophone. You know, like, what?
Yeah, that's true.
So good.
And then finally, number one, the whole reason they did the list, Ramones, self-titled debut, 1976. Celebrating its 50th anniversary, that's why they did the list. I think you can't, not a bad argument for number one.
Not a bad argument. Everyone wondered for years if they were actually brothers, Johnny, Joey, Dee Dee, and Marky.
It's just like the perfect distillation of what punk rock should be. Less than 2 minute songs, playing as fast as you can with just 1950s rock and roll hooks.
It's like the Shangri-Las met some glue-sniffing Jewish boys from Queens, you know? Like, and I saw them, I know I've told this story before, but I saw them at a perform in suburban Chicago at a place called Dirty Nelly's, and it was like a country western bar 99% of the time, and my friend brought me to see the Ramones there, and it was a smaller size club, and it was probably 90 degrees out and there was no air conditioning in the bar, and they never took off their leather jackets. And then every song was 1, 2, 3, 4. And they would just go, and talk about sticking to your art. Holy cow. That band for decades stuck true to the Ramones formula, the whole time wondering why they weren't as popular as
the Beach Boys.
Yeah. As the Beach Boys or any, you know, pop artist. And they were always scratching their heads like, why aren't we so popular? But they, amazing, 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 amazing. Love the Ramones.
So that is
interesting
the top
list.
10.
I don't know what Nirvana's doing on there.
Yeah, Nirvana shouldn't even be on the top 100.
Kenny, like, great band, influential band, but in the top five?
Well, who do you think was like missing?
Like, Buzzcocks.
I think Black Flag should have had an album in the top 10. Like, they basically, the whole hardcore punk scene.
Black Flag, Husker Du, Buzzcocks. Come on.
Yeah.
Buzzcocks.
And then they have some really weird inclusions, okay, like the Modern Lovers. They're not punk.
No, another proto-punk one. That was Andrew DeZingle, came in here to torment me with top tens by people who barely know what they're talking about. I'm glad I got a job at a radio station where people know what they're talking about. I'm DJ Dang. That was Andrew DeZingle. Thanks for stopping in. And speaking of punk rock, we're going to hear a song now that from an artist who's probably in no way defines themselves as a punk rock artist, but this song is got that punk rock vibe going on. This is Caroline Rose, Yip Yip Yow. Boy, Caroline Rose, Yip Yip Yow, right here on Headwaters on People Powered Radio, KAXE, KBXE. Good morning, I'm DJ Dang, and we receive support from Grand Rapids State Bank, committed to serving the Grand Rapids area for over 110 years. More at grsb.bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. There'll be a send-off for two Bemidji Special Olympians as they head to the USA Games to compete in bowling. You can join them today in about 15 minutes down at Lucky Dogs, or you can go down to Paul and Babe around 12:30 for a gathering there to support those two Special Olympians. Happy Dancing Turtle in Pine River invites the public to their garden Thursday, June 18th between 1 and 4 p.m. See demonstrations of growing techniques and soil health practices. Their garden team will be on hand for questions. Our listeners love supporting the businesses that support KAXE. If you're interested in connecting with KAXE listeners, call 218-326-1234 to learn about sponsorship opportunities. Big thanks goes out to all our current business supporters. This song has been an earworm in my head since the second I heard it. I don't know much about the band. They're called Pigeon. I'm going to have to find out more. This song is called Miami. And if you need a little break to get out of your chair and move around, this is the tune for you. It's a boogie, 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 boogie tune. Pigeon with Miami.
Just broke my ticket. Miami, 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 Miami.
As KAXE celebrates 50 years, we are looking back at the music from the year of our founding. This week's pick of 76 is Blondie's self-titled debut album. Blondie started as a club band, performing regularly at CBGB's and Max's Kansas City, both iconic clubs in New York City. They took this energy to their album with pounding drums, flashing keyboards, and guitars. Ken Tucker of Rolling Stone magazine described lead singer Debbie Harry as the possessor of a bombshell zombie's voice. While the album didn't make a splash on the new wave scene at first, songs like Ex-Offender, In the Sun, and Man Overboard set the stage for what's to come from Blondie. New York.
Yeah.
Molly Brandt off her new record, Museum of Being, with One Hell of a Country. And this is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker, celebrating 50 years of people-powered radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org.
Coming up, it's the World Cafe. This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids.